Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Hello and welcome to the Thursday edition of The Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic, Kyle. Welcome to The Conversation. This Thursday in The Conversation, Hussein Obama, in his farewell speech. Wow, I'll get into all the BS he said, or some of it. Also, it'll take about 3 hours for Donald J. Trump to get rid of 75 to 85% of Barack Obama's legacy. Volkswagen pleads guilty to criminal charges and agrees to pay a record $4.3 billion in admissions cheating scandal. That's what the Justice Department has confirmed.
Wow.
Also, President-elect Donald J. Trump has announced David Shulskin as the head of the VA. Finally, someone that's going to get something done. Finally, I love how in Donald Trump's press conference, he basically fired CNN. I'll get into that because journalism is gone in this country. Also, a man in Louisiana makes a fatal mistake by actually dialing a sheriff's deputy by accident, texting him about a crystal meth drop. Oops. Folks, if your kids are listening, that's why you don't do drugs. Drugs make you stupid, make you realize you don't know what you're doing, and you text a sheriff's deputy. This is amazing. Video of a Tennessee bus driver who saved 29 kids. Man. That guy is like my hero. Just did it. Okay, I see flames coming from the part of the bus, and he stops and just gets everyone out before they know what's going on. And by the time they get out there, bang, the bus is completely engulfed in flames. What a hero. That's God putting the right place with the right people at the right time and everything. A lot of people agree with Senator Ron Paul, like me, that, you know, if you're going to repeal Obamacare, replace it instantly. You know, if you have to get rid of the individual mandate and keep Obamacare, and then as soon as you have a replacement, this is the replacement. This is what it's going to do. This is how it's going to be better. And then you switch them. Okay. That much, much more. So welcome to the conversation that you're a part of. Okay. Peter 3:12. The eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the Lord turns his face against those who do evil. Now, who will want to harm you if you are eager to do good? Kind of think about that as you're going through your day to day. And thanks some of you out there for the prayers for my wife. She went to the urgent care of sicker than hell. And I think I'm fighting off something. I've been sick so much that I think my body's fighting off something. So I just keep on trucking. But thank you for tuning in. I don't know if you, I can't stand to listen to Obama, so I watched all the highlights of his speech. And every clip I saw was about him. From what I've heard from major news sources, he at least 75 times mentioned himself. And he talks about how healthcare is rising at a 60 year low. Insurance rates are rising that low. Really? I know people that have a $200 insurance increase with nothing to show for it. Well, thank God they have nothing to show for it, because some people have had an increase in payment for the insurance and their coverage is less. You know, but it's just ridiculous. And he's okay with, if you call it Trump care, really? See, Trump's not stuck on himself. He wouldn't call it Trump care. He would involve the words United States or America or something. The people, the citizens. I shut one of my friends up because I have a couple friends that we're like, we love each other. But politics, we are so far opposite spectrum, it's not even funny. And they were giving, I was giving them crap about Obamacare and what he said about this. And I had some friends that said, yeah, well, I'm paying $200 more and I have nothing more to show for it and all this stuff. And I'm like, well, isn't it interesting that Hussein Obama will not use his crowning achievement. No, he won't. He won't use his own crowning achievement. You know, put that in your pipe and smoke it there, buddy. If it's so great, he would have first dibs on it. Nope. It's so great that he has, exempted himself and Congress and senators and all that stuff. Yep-er. Now this, I want to talk about this really quick because this just happened today. Oh man, this is just nuts. This is just crazy because Joe Biden received something today that made me want to vomit. You know, I mean, anyone before him that got this. President Barack Obama surprises Vice President Joe Biden with a farewell tribute and awards him with the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Are you kidding me? If I got that award before Biden, I would take the thing and hand it back. Here, if Biden can get it, it's not worth it. Sorry. That's like getting the same trophy as first place in a baseball league because we got a participation trophy. It's the exact same trophy you got. Yours says first place. Mine says last. Mine just says nothing. I got the same size trophy. I mean, him and Obama just handing out kiss your ass medals every 5 minutes. Let's see what we can get done. I don't get it. I really don't. And this is what I actually wrote on the page. I said, this makes me sick and it undermines all who have earned this award before him. Joe has done nothing to receive this medal and they are turning true hero, true honors men. You know, people before Joe Biden that got this into a joke. If I had gotten it, I would hand it back and tell them, if Joe can receive it, anyone can get it. No thanks. That used to be prestigious. You know, Reagan's gotten it. Nope. Well, Biden got it. What has he done? Nothing. I mean, neither is Obama, but who cares, right? But this is great. I found out this is what they're reporting, that George Soros has lost nearly $1 billion in the weeks after Trump's election. The billionaire hedge fund manager George Soros lost nearly $1 billion as a result of stock market rallies spurred by Donald J. Trump's surprise presidential election. Love it. I love it. Now, it wasn't really a surprise. Just every media outlet basically had you thinking that Hillary Clinton was going to give an acceptance speech by 8 o'clock. Oh, wow. It's crazy, folks. Just crazy. Crazy, crazy. Oh, wow. But I mean, I love it. You know, George Soros losing money makes me happy. Gets round to the cockles of my heart. And this is just another way that Trump is ruining America, you know, because he is doing that. He's going to be the Adolf Hitler, you know. Amazon is announcing the creation of 100,000 full-time jobs by 2018 in the United States. And it's going to be a lot with the distribution center and working on ways to better manage it, you know. Because there's two letters in front of a city. It's called a state. And just doing a lot of, like, logistics and stuff like that, and how can we fly the drones better, or whatever they're doing to get the packages there now. I don't know, but it's just one of those things, you know. And the liberal media doesn't know what to do, because they can't keep spinning these things. They can't keep saying, well, you know, how many times can they say, well, Donald Trump's going to have to create jobs like that every day, 10 times a day, just to come close to what Obama did. No, Trump would have to go play in the golf course 2 times a day, every day, to compete with Obama. It's ridiculous. Just ridiculous. But hey, what can we expect from Sean Hannity? Basically said this, and he said this since 2008. Journalism's gone, folks. Journalism is dead. That's why people are listening to guys like me, and they're listening to InfoWars, and they're listening to the Drudge Report, and they're listening to Beck, because they're tired of a lying sack of bleep media that isn't honest, doesn't tell the truth. You know, Trump, they're having reporters like in his face going off on him. When Obama's president, well, when you first came to the White House, what did you think of the dandelions that they planted in the yard and the Vidalias and the... Really? It's your first 100 days, and what are you most excited about? And what's the biggest thing you've had to deal with? They weren't talking to Obama about the fact that he was friends with Bill Ayers and Bill Dorn, people that tried to attack America with the Weather Underground. They weren't talking to him about, okay, for 22 years, you went to a church where they talked about killing whites and their babies and, you know, not God bless America, but goddamn, you know. Goddamn America and anti-America and all this, you know. No, they weren't talking about that. But if Trump was going there, that would be... If Trump went to Reverend Jeremiah Wright's church, that would be on the front page of every single solitary newspaper, every media outlet. That'd be all they covered. But because he's a Democrat, Barack Obama, they didn't care. Well, I mean, as you know, the proofs come out that there are people from the inside that said, yeah, we were getting paid by the Obama administration and CNN, you know, the Communist News Network, to say what we said. I don't get it. I don't know. Where did this country go wrong? Where's my free stuff? I want a media that doesn't tell the truth and just makes up crap. I mean, if I miss, say something, or hey, wait a minute, yeah, I want to, I'll tell you. I'll tell you when it's a fact or when it's what I support or believe. I believe this to be true. This is what I support. I believe being a conservative, smaller government person is better to go. I've seen, you know, I don't believe in the socialism. And facts back that up. I'll tell you when it's my opinion and when it's fact. And if it's something, I say, hey, this happened, and it's not, I'll say, hey, sorry, folks, I screwed up. But we need to get back to this. I support what Trump's doing. They're not, no media, that first press conference he had proves right there why he tweets. Because the liberal media isn't going to give him a fair shake. I call it the state-run media. They're not going to give him a fair shake. They're going to, and you think what happened at that press conference, that's just the beginning. It's probably going to get 10 times worse than that, if not more. It's ridiculous. Make the media great again. That's what the slogan should be. I wouldn't want them in there either. If you're not gonna give me the same candy coated questions that you're gonna give Barack Obama, get the hell out of there. You know, you think Trump could get away with, well, he'll only answer questions that are pre-approved. That would be on every single solitary newspaper in the free world, every website, everything involved with it, have that on there. But, you know, that's how Hillary Clinton is. She wouldn't ask a question unless it was pre-approved. She wouldn't answer it. Trump couldn't do that. No way. No way in a million years could Trump get away with, well, you know what, folks? I'm only answering questions that are pre-approved. And you're sure in the heck not going to answer questions from people like CNN that are just totally full of it and lying about them. He's not going to do it. Look at those first press conferences of Barack Obama, the first 100 days. Those same CNN people were asking him, oh, well, what was it like waking up every morning at the White House and having people wait over you hand and fist? Why weren't they talking about, okay, can you please explain to the American people why you went to church for 22 years that does that, where they say, not God bless America, but God damn America, and it talks about killing whites and their babies, and you don't, you know, I didn't, no offense, but if I ever have a kid and me and my wife go to a church, you better, if you take your kids to church, know what they're about and what they stand for. Go with 22 years and tell me that you don't know what, well, it just goes back to like Fast and Furious. He can't know what was said at that church because then he's in trouble. But he has to know because he went there for 22 years. You know, Eric Holter had to know what was going on with Fast and Furious because he was running the damn thing. But he can't because then he's in trouble. Little catch 22 there. A little bit, you know, I mean, I just get so sick and tired where they, like Sean Hannity did a whole episode, and even Glenn Beckston a whole episode before when he was on Fox, where this is where this happened to George Bush. They went ballistic. Barack Obama had the same thing happen, and no one did a thing about it. No one said a word. You couldn't find it anywhere. This just in, this is kind of a couple days ago, but this is really breaking. Volkswagen pleads guilty to criminal charges and agrees to pay a record $4.3 billion in emissions cheating scandals. Now, from what I've read and heard about this, is I guess there's an emissions thing on your car, and it read differently than the emissions actually coming out to mislead you. Maybe that's why we have global warming. Because of the misleading of the carbon emissions thing. And I guess when people, like, when they tested it or whatever, you know, for, like, if government people tested it, that's how they found out. It wasn't reading right and this and that. And when you go to testing, you say, okay, yeah, you meet all the standards for, and then when they actually, to the computer, but then when they start testing, and wait a minute here, it's, you're saying this much is being produced in carbon, but this is how much it's reading, way more. And that's a lot. That's a big chunk of change. And if they would have just nipped it in the bud and actually done something about it instead of just, I guess they thought they'd never get caught. You know, so. We'll have to wait and see if they try to do it. Because they basically admitted to it. They're going to pay the stupid fine. So it's not like they can actually, yeah, we want to, they can't go back and try to change the verdict or anything. You know, they can't do for retrial. They're the ones that say, hey, we're guilty. Whatever the fine is, we'll pay it. This is cool. David Shulskin is who Donald J. Trump has announced to head the VA. Because there's a military guy, and it's a very, very long thing. I would just paraphrase it because it would take like half my show just to read this whole letter that he wrote. And it's just amazing. Because he's a Marine and it had an epic response to Obama's farewell speech. You know, where everything's great and this and the country's awesome and all this stuff. And, you know, he's going to fix the VA and the VA's in worse shape. More veterans are committing suicide than ever before at record highs. You know, we're $20 trillion in debt, which 90% of that's Barack Obama. And he just goes on and on. But guess what? You know, and it was, what was it, like 75 times approximately he quoted himself? It's ridiculous. But, I mean, the media doesn't do their job. Well, I mean, the stuff coming out about Trump is totally false. They're not doing their job. They're not recounting the story. They're sticking with it. They're still saying that he's in bed with Putin and Trump and Russia and all this crap. And it's ridiculous. I mean, if they do their math, they would know and do their own research. I mean, if I get someone that pops up on my phone and said, this guy's dead, I usually quick go to Fox News and check if it's not from like NBC or Fox News or MSN. And even sometimes then, I've gotten like MSN come up. And when you look, it's not really MSN. It's like another website. It's like the spelling is so close that, but it's not MSN and it's not real. And the person's not dead and it's a fake story. And you know, I still do my homework on that. Because usually I'll get something on my phone from Fox News, you know, Willie Nelson has just died. So I know if it's, you know, usually if I don't see it on my phone, 90% of the time, if some big person dies, like a celebrity or somebody like an old president or something, it'll come on my phone like that and I'll know. And if that doesn't come up, then usually it's not real. Not always, but I do my homework. I'm not perfect, but the Communist News Network, it's not a guarantee to be in that press, that White House press briefing room. It's a privilege. Exactly. You have to earn that privilege, and they haven't earned Jack. You know what I mean?
And I'm glad they're not going to be there.
I love it. It's great. Maybe it'll wake the other news networks up to say, hey, you know, there's no constitutional law that says they have to be there. No. That's why he tweets. Ain't no one going to give him a fair shake. And you think what happened at that first press conference? That's nothing. It's going to get way worse than that. But he's got balls. He's not taking it. He's like, shut up. I'm not answering the question from you. You know, if you want to have the privilege to be there, you know, don't be a baby. It's a privilege. It's not a right. It's not, you're not guaranteed the ability to go in there. Just like with Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, they had the right to select the questions they were going to be asked. But you never heard anyone bitching about that. I want to get into this story. This is why, and if you got kids out there, folks, don't do drugs. This is hilarious. This is out of Louisiana. This guy in Louisiana accidentally texts the wrong number about a final meth delivery for crystal meth. He's going to make the final delivery and get rid of it. And he accidentally dials a sheriff's deputy's number. And he says, great, I'll be waiting for you. And he gets the drug task force in Louisiana, gets them all ready. And when he goes there, he gets busted. That's why you don't do drugs, because you don't, because you're so, you don't think. I've heard that many times where there's a country code to get into Mexico, and I guess that country code is really close to 911, and people have dialed it and accidentally dialed 911 instead. And if you dial 911, if you're ever in trouble, dial 911 and leave that phone on as long as you can, because if you call 911, the police have to show up. Period. Just like I've been in a bank when they set off the silent alarm, and we have to wait there and can't go anywhere until the police show up, and they have to swipe the place to make sure there's no one there, that it's all clear. Yeah. And if you dial 911, they have to send someone, and if you can keep your phone on, if someone's there, if you have time and you can give them the, I'm here, I need assistance right now, okay, but if not, you know, they will try to locate you. They will try to do something because they have to. But he was 39 years old. And that's what meth will do to you. It didn't really say. It just said he was in possession of it. So, I mean, I've heard there are people that, I deal in millions of dollars worth of cocaine, but I'll never touch it. It's just lucrative money. But from the article, it doesn't really say if he actually is a user or not. Got just over 31 minutes in the program, folks. I want to thank you all for tuning in wherever you are. It's just crazy that stuff like that happens. I mean, like, normally if I'm going to text someone, their phone number is already in my phone. So it had to have been someone new. It just, ouch. I mean, that'd really suck if he goes, man, once I get rid of this, man, I'm taking the money. I'm out. I'm getting out. I'm done with this. I'm out of here. I'm going to get my life in it. Woo. And then he gets busted. You know, but hey, that's why you don't do drugs, kids. That, and then you can take the money and spend it on your wife when you get married later. This is, because I work in an assisted living community, and we have like independent living healthcare and assisted living. This is crazy. $36.5 billion lost by seniors from financial abuse, and a lot of it is home repair. Oh yeah, we'll fix the steps for you. We'll do this. We'll do that. And they promise you the world, and you pay up front, and you never see the people. Or they start work on it, and then they'll take a down payment. Like, you know, it's going to be $10,000 to do this. We need a $5,000 down payment. They start the work, basically taking things apart, and then they leave and they never come back, and then they're $5,000 richer. And it just, you know, if you got parents out there that are getting up there in age, you know, double check. What I think would be really cool is, like, if you have like an elderly woman that's mom or dad that's living at home, have a thing where you can connect your phone to where, like, if they get a phone call, you know, you can get a message saying, yeah, they were called by this number or that number. That way you can, okay, yeah, my sister called her, my dad called her, this and that. That way, if a number comes up that she talked to for 5 minutes that you don't know, you can call it back and try to find out who it is or what it is. Or I think that'd be a really good idea. Because when you get up in age, you may sit there and you could, I've known people that you can say, okay, the down payment's $5,000. You give them a $5,000 check. There you go. You could come back the next day. Yeah, I'm here to, we're going to get started. I just needed a $5,000 down payment. And there you go. And there's 10 grand in their pocket. And it's just, it's sad that they're targeting senior citizens. That just makes me sick. You know, something. And I mean, I've been targeted per se when I've got messages where my buddy Danny Weiss was overseas and he's been kidnapped. And I'm like, okay. Now I wish I would have played with the people and say, yeah, I sent the money and like messed with them. You know, been like Tom Mabe. But I knew he was here and I called him up. I'm like, yeah, where are you? He goes, I should have done it. Oh, I already sent the money, man. Thank God you're released, man. They must have got the money. That'd have been hilarious. That would have been funny calling them up saying, yeah, wow, I got a hold of you. They must have released you. The money got sent. Cool. But I knew he wasn't nowhere near overseas. And, you know, I've gotten things from like Uber. You need to update your Uber account. I've never had one. I don't drive with Uber. I'm not an Uber driver. I'm not an Uber rider. So what that does is, oh, you need to update your information. Well, yeah, you go to a site that's not really Uber. You update your information, and then they've got all your numbers. They got all your information. Yeah, well, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that I never used Uber, and when I got a thing saying they need to update my account, you know, it's fake.
Yeah.
Okay. I've been to, like, an MSNBC-type site, and it was wasn't a legit MSNBC site, but you would have a hard time telling it, because I'm not on there. It was just an article that came up, and da-da-da, when you went there, it took you to this bogus site. But, hey, it's pretty... I mean, that's why you got to be careful these days. There's so much out there with news. That's why I spend a couple hours doing my radio show, because I got to do due diligence and go, you know. And double check and say, okay, hey. This is another amazing miracle right here. This is a must-see. As if you haven't seen this, check out the video. A bus driver saves 29 children right before it burst into flames. Basically, they're going down the road in Alcoa, Tennessee, and the driver had the sense that he noticed a small fire in one of the rear tire wells. And this is according to WBIR. And he immediately pulled the bus over and ensured the children with a safe evacuation. He just basically, we need to get out of the bus now. Just get out of the bus. And they just got off the bus. And right before they get out, once they get off the bus, bang, gone. Bus is completely engulfed in flames. It's just crazy. And they called him Bud, the bus driver. Just, I love stories like that because it just shows that there are still people out there that are there, that care, that do the right thing. Because you hear all these negative stories of, you know, this bus driver was drunk and left someone on the bus and they would have been on the bus all night and they fell asleep and they have something like that. And I mean, you can replace a bus, just not the kids. And it's just stuff like that that just gives you hope about this nation. Like those guys that took that homeless vet and gave him a proper burial and were pallbearers. Good to know that this country still has love and life left. You know, because of course we're all forcing our belief on everyone. I can say Merry Christmas. It doesn't mean I'm forcing you to. I've had people at stores say, Happy Hanukkah. I'm like, Happy Hanukkah. You know, so didn't die from it. Just because I don't celebrate Hanukkah doesn't mean I can't say Happy Hanukkah back. Unless there's some spoken rule about it that I don't know because I'm not Jewish. But I do think, as I move on, that the majority of Americans agree with Senator Ron Paul that basically, like, we need to repeal, if we're going to repeal Obamacare, that's a given. But we need to replace it at the same time. And I don't know if that's going to involve basically taking the individual mandate out so that you're not forced to have it. And that way, if you need health care, you can get it through Obamacare until they come out with a better system. Even though health care rates are increasing at a 50-year low, you know, we got to have, you know, don't get me started with. That's why I can't stand the swallow Obama. Everything he said just makes me want to throw because it's all BS lies. And then you have those media people. Donald Trump, how did it feel putting on your new shoes? You know, some of the questions CNN and other networks have asked Obama is not really relevant to anything. But you know, when Trump gets in there, they're just raking him over the coals about anything that doesn't make sense. You know, this Obamacare is failing. I don't know where Barack Obama's getting off this idea that it's great and the rates are slowly going up, but nowhere, I mean, at record lows, increasing. I just don't get it. I don't know. I mean, it's failing. It has to be replaced. It has to be repealed. Something has to be done. And I believe that when this happens, we have to take, okay, I think we really have to get rid of the individual mandate and things that force employers to have to provide health care for their employees so that the Obamacare is still there. They can still get insurance if they need it. And then once we have something in place, this is the plan we have in place. And like I said earlier in the program, it's going to be a We the People care or the United States health care. It's not going to be Trump care. This presidency is not about Trump. It's about America and the We the People. It's not about me, 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 me. I'm Hussein Obama. It's all about me, 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 me. It's not about that with Trump. It's about us. I'll bring 4 trillion jobs back to the United States, but you know what? You got to get off your butt and work. You got to get off your butt and work. I mean, they're on a political witch hunt to go after Trump. And Trump's healthcare plan can be better than Obama's, and they would still say it's negative. Why? Because they'll probably be forced to use it. Because, see, there's the thing. When Trump does healthcare, he's going to make sure it's good for everybody. That way, there's no need for an exemption. I mean, like I said earlier in the program, I shut one of my good friends up. I'm like, yeah, the healthcare is so great that Barack Obama exempted himself from using his prized thing. This is his crowning achievement. This is his legacy. His crown, the greatest thing he's done for this nation. And why is he exempt from it again if it's the greatest, if it's, I don't know. Trump is going to try to make it for everybody. It's not gonna be perfect. But you know what? He's not gonna have to pass it to find out what's in it. They're gonna know what's in it before they pass it. And they're gonna be smart and ensure that they have something ready, I believe, before they repeal it. And there's gonna, I mean, like I said, 3 hours in, and he can eliminate 90% of 75 to 90% of what Obama's done. The only thing he can't get rid of is Obama's legacy of extravagant vacations and tons of money spent in golf. I think what Trump should do is send him a bill for all those golf games. What do you think?
And vacations.
Yipper. I mean, Trump's already said that some of the whole his foreign hotels, those profits are going to go right into the, I forget what the heck. Something with the government, like the Federal Reserve. Yeah, the Federal Reserve. That money's going to go in there.
Not the Federal Reserve, but the actual treasury.
Yeah, the Federal Treasury, yeah. See, but this is my problem. Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton could be doing just what Trump's done with L.L. Bean and no one would care. They'd be like, I mean, Hillary Clinton could be in bed with 25 billion-dollar companies, you know, from like Macy's or Walmart or whatever, like Trump is with L.L. Bean, and they wouldn't care if it was a liberal, but since it's a Republican, how dare he? Don't even get me started on all the crap that Obama's done or Hillary Clinton's done or Bill Clinton's done that would be worse than Obama's. I mean, Clinton's done stuff worse than Obama. Hillary Clinton's done stuff, but Trump does it. But you never hear about it from the media. You never hear about it from the left. But if Trump does it, you know, Trump could get like $100 from Walmart, and that'd be all over every newspaper. You know, Hillary Clinton could get $50 million from Walmart, and you'd never hear it that they donated money. You'd have to go to like InfoWars to find it out. I like L.L. Bean because they know what's coming. They know good's coming. They know it's going to get better. We got someone that's actually going to do right for this country for a change. Instead of tax breaks for taking your jobs overseas. This I want to get into. This is very interesting. This is a developing story. The legendary football player, and I think he played baseball too, but Bo Jackson has come out with an admission that if he knew about all the potential, because the NFL has covered up, you know, the potential for concussions. And if he would have known some of this back then with all these head injury risks, he would have never played. He would have never heard about Bo Jackson if they would have known about, if he would have known about that stuff when he was playing football. He wouldn't have done it. That's just, it goes to show you. It just goes to show you. That's what really gets me, all this deception. I mean, the 1950s, tobacco companies knew it was dangerous and hid it. The NFL knew, and they covered it up. It's just, I don't get it, you know. I mean, it is. I mean, like the one movie said, you know, you're going after an organization that owns the data that once was owned by the church. I mean, there's billions of dollars. You know, it's sad. It's sad that we put profit above people. I mean, that's why cannabis is not legal. You mean I can sit there and I can learn how to grow plants in my own home, or I can go and I can have it turned into an extract and I don't need a pharmaceutical company? You know? It's time we put people first. And I said people. I didn't say, you know, like Morgan Freeman said, you know, I don't support Black History Month. Where's White History Month? Well, I'm Jewish. Well, where's Jewish History Month? We don't have one. Oh, I don't want my history to be relegated to 1 month. American history is Black history. You want to stop racism? You stop calling me a Black man and I'll stop calling you a white man. I know you as Morley Schaefer. You know me as a Black man. No, it's not. But they don't care. You know, the media is always going to go after and sit there and take like Morgan Freeman, and you know, they're gonna call you out by color instead of what you are, a human being. It's about time we put humans first in this country. You know, that's just amazing thing that Bo Jackson would not have played football if he would have known about the risk to the head injuries. It's just crazy. It's just crazy. Because I would have, you know. But there's so much lies and deception in this world that, and that's why there's people like me out there. And there's people like Glenn Beck and Alex Jones and InfoWars and the Young Turks. Because they want someone that's, because the Young Turks are very left. But at least they try to call it like they see it. I mean, if you really don't believe there's a double standard in this world, just look at the election evening. When the state-run media networks were telling everyone that, don't worry, folks, Hillary Clinton would be out here at 8 o'clock. You know, she's going to give the acceptance speech. It's going to be a landslide. Trump's not even going to win one state. Maybe Kentucky or Indiana, but that's it. You know. Like, my buddy sent me a post of, and it goes, all you crying, whiny little bitches that had to postpone tests that couldn't deal with it, like you too is now going to postpone their album because the whole world's shifting now because Trump became president. I like his music. I don't like his political beliefs. I love Pearl Jam, but they're very, very left, and they supported Obama, and they support, you know, banning of guns and stuff, and I don't support that. I just think it's ridiculous that you have people like that. Like Rosie O'Donnell's come out like, I endorse martial law so we can prevent Trump from becoming president. And what are you going to do? How long are you going to, what are you going to think? You hope that Obama declares martial law and never lets go of it ever? Okay, folks, it's been 50 years since Obama declared martial law. And since he died, he will stay as president forever. I mean, really? Seriously? That's why we have Trump. Because people are fed up of all this petty bullcrap. You know, we got to come together. We got to come together, folks. And this is very interesting. I want to get into this because IndyCar is saying by 2018, the Verizon IndyCar series will possibly have more than just Chevy and Honda as manufacturer sponsors with cars. Now, they haven't mentioned any names. You know, is it going to be Porsche? Is Porsche going to be involved? Is BMW going to be involved? You know, is Audi, you know, could Ford get involved? Could Nissan said anything, but they say there's at least one other manufacturer that's going to enter into IndyCar, maybe two more. And it's going to be interesting because it's going to shake some stuff up, you know, instead of having the Chevy and Honda. Because if there's a problem with these Honda engines or Chevy engines, then okay, then you got to be worried about, okay, half of the field, let's say, is Chevy, half the field is in the IndyCar Honda. And you sit there and you go, okay, well, if he's having issues, now you're worried about any of the other drivers. Just like in NASCAR, when you have a three-car team and he's having an issue, well, now you wonder if the other, when are the other cars going to have that same issue? You know? And it's, I think it's interesting. I think it's going to be neat to see another manufacturer come in and, you know. And I think with some of the off-season moves, I think it's going to be a very interesting season. You know, Castro Neves has said that he welcomes and he can't wait to be having Joseph Newgarden as a new teammate in Penske. So it's going to be kind of cool. And what I really like is they have unveiled the new IndyCar body style. They've just done some sketches, but Detroit Auto Show provided a perfect setting to unveil the 2018 IndyCar. And it's just some like concept sketches and stuff. And it looks, there's some things that look amazing about it and some that are not, you know, like they want to cover up most of the tire. You know, I mean, like not the top, but the spoilers go over the tire and stuff like that. And if you go to IndyCar.com, that's the main article that comes up, and you can see some of the concept cars in there. It's going to be sad because these cars are going to be stepping away from a lot of the safety designs that Dan Weldon, when he was testing, that made famous to the car we see of today. And I'm sure they're going to improve on his ideas and technologies. So it's going to be interesting in a year. Now, I didn't really see if, like, in 2018 is when they're going to unveil the car, if that's when they should have the final sketches. But what I'm understanding is 2018 is when they should have the car, whether it's ready to go for race one of the IndyCar season or if it's going to be unveiled like at the 500 and start using it there. But it's just hard to believe it's almost time for another season of IndyCar and NASCAR. And so it's great. I'm going to thank you all so much for tuning in wherever you're listening around the world or wherever. So it's just like time goes by so fast. I mean, like around the 500, we're going to be moving, so it'll be a stretch, you know, but we'll make it probably. We should make it to the race. We'll be getting stuff and moving at the same time and all this. And it'll be my 30th 500, and it's just wow. And it's one of those things that just like it's just hard to believe it's been 3,500s. I remember like when I could for 75 cents get the newspaper. Now it's like 250 or something to get the game, the race day newspaper edition of the Indianapolis Star. I used to have a bunch of them. Then I'm like, what am I holding on to all these things for? And I threw them out. And who knows, maybe they might have been worse. Now I could have kept them, went into that trade booth and set up a booth. And it's amazing what people try to sell. It's amazing. You know, you have anything you can think of, they try to sell it. Tickets. Oh, yeah, they'll sell anything. And usually a lot of the things that they sell used, like race-wise, like ticket-wise, are usually like a credential pass for like Hot Lap or something like that that you get for, that you have to be given by a race team. And that's the thing that doesn't, that gets me. I've had friends that have been in like the, like Victory Lane, because they work for Target and they're in Victory Lane, and they don't care about motorsports, don't follow it, nothing. That'd probably be really exciting if I was a big fan, but you know, it was kind of a neat experience. So I've had friends that have like done some amazing things. I'm like, I'm a huge fan and I've never got to experience that. And that'd be, and they're just like, you know, hey, yeah. Cause one of my cousins, she was on the pitch in DC when Manchester United played Real Madrid in a friendly in America. She goes, I don't really know what's happening, but you know, it's kind of neat. I'm like, you know how many fans like me around the world that would die to have that experience, that love football, and you have someone that, because of her job, she got it, and she has no, she's not really into it, doesn't know anything about it, you know, so it's just kind of funny. So I'm like, well, you should have, if I would have known you were going, I could have told you what's up and what this means, and what, you know. But, oh, well, I mean, it's still fun, but it's just hard to believe. I keep wanting to do this. I want to see how many tickets are left for the 500 since it was like a massive sellout last year. And that's the thing that got me, because like, look at most of the other IndyCar races. Ain't no one there, but the 500, bam. The crowd, like the 500, gets it every track. But then again, the 500 tickets, it's like you could take it out of the equation, because all these drivers that do so well when it comes to the 500, you know, he's won three of the first four races going into Indy, and then guess what happens? Goes into Indy and doesn't do anything. So, yeah, to me, I always say it's like a separate race, because what happens in Indy stays there, because usually who's ever dominant throughout the start of the season doesn't do anything at Indy, but then once Indy's over, they dominate again. So, anyways, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pleasure each other, our lives, our fortune. So until next Tuesday, I want to thank you all for tuning in. Good night, and God bless, and goodbye.